Amen. Let's get into the Word.
Ahora queremos entrar en la palabra de Dios.
I want to speak with you a message entitled,
yo quiero hablar un mensaje con el título,
A Renewed Burden for the Lost.
Una carga renovada por los perdidos.
Again, a renewed burden for the lost.
Una carga renovada por los perdidos.
And beginning with Matthew 28 and verse 18, it says this. It says, And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
En Mateo 28, verso 18, Jesús se acercó y les habló diciendo, Toda autoridad me ha sido dada en el cielo y sobre la tierra.
It says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Por tanto, ir y hacer discípulos en todas las naciones, bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Enseñándolos y aguarda todas las cosas que os he mandado, y he aquí que yo estoy con vosotros todos los días hasta el fin del mundo.
The first part of verse 19 says again, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
El primer parte de verso 19, Por tanto, ir y hacer discípulos en todas las naciones.
Then turn to Revelation chapter 20.
Ahora vaya conmigo a Apocalipsis capítulo 20.
And I want to read one verse there, verse 15.
Quiero leer un verso, verso 15.
And it says, If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
El que no se halló escrito en el libro de la vida fue lanzado al lago de fuego.
Again, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
El que no se halló escrito en el libro de la vida fue lanzado al lago de fuego.
A renewed burden for the lost.
Una carga renovada para los perdidos.
Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you'd anoint your word this morning. I pray that you'd put within us a fresh burden, Lord. A burden, Lord, for those that are around us that are lost. It doesn't matter if they seemingly are living life and living it well. If they are not born again, they are lost. So I pray, Lord, that you, Lord God, would anoint your word and renew within our hearts a fresh passion and a fresh desire to see the lost saved. We thank you for what you will do in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen and amen. There is no doubt that we are living in the latter days.
No hay duda que estamos viviendo en los últimos días.
Many things that are happening in the world are telling us that the time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
Muchas cosas nos están enseñando que el tiempo se está poniendo más corto y más corto.
We have just recently there in Washington, D.C., President Trump working this peace agreement, the Abraham Accords.
Recientemente vimos que el presidente de nuestra nación haciendo un pacto allí con Israel para paz.
This peace agreement is between the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain.
Es para las naciones árabes y Israel.
Some have even begun to say that even as many as 20 other nations are ready to jump on board with this peace that is happening there in the Middle East.
Algunos están pensando que quizás hasta 20 más naciones quieren unirse con este pacto de paz.
These things are happening now.
Estas cosas están pasando hoy.
This is one of the things that are telling us that we are headed towards a time of peace in Israel.
Y esta es una de las señales que estamos acerca de un tiempo de paz ahí en Israel.
But it's during this time that there will be the rise of the Antichrist.
Pero va a ser durante este tiempo de paz que se va a levantar el anticristo.
We have what just recently on Friday the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Recientemente un juez del Corte Supremo murió.
And when she passed, that leaves an opening in the highest court of the land.
Y esto abrió que alguien necesita tomar su lugar ahí en el corte.
And what will happen as a result of this, we can only imagine.
Y solo podemos imaginarnos lo que va a pasar.
Our president has the opportunity to potentially put a new conservative justice there.
Nuestro presidente tiene la oportunidad de poner un juez que tiene valores que son buenas.
It is something, though, that the left nor the Democrats want to happen.
Y esto es algo que el otro parte, los demócratas, no quieren que pase.
They're already talking of rioting.
Y están hablando de violencia.
There, if you thought what happened with Brett Kavanaugh was bad,
quizás pensábamos lo que pasó con el otro juez, Brett Kavanaugh, era mal.
The left, these that are out to destroy America, do not want this kind of advancement in our nation.
Pero los que quieren destruir a nuestra nación no quieren que esto pase para lo mejor.
As we just saw in this video of the return.
En lo que vimos en este video del regreso.
This is one of the most crucial election years that this nation has ever had.
Esto es uno de los más importantes elecciones que esta nación ha tenido.
And what we're seeing is that this nation and the world itself is racing to the end.
Y estamos viendo que esta nación y el mundo está corriendo al fin.
And yet if it's racing to the end so quickly,
y si está corriendo al fin tan rápido,
why are we so unconcerned about the lost?
¿Por qué no nos importa de los perdidos?
There are many in our families, in our neighborhoods that are lost.
Hay muchos en nuestras familias, en nuestros vecinos que están perdidos.
And many of them are oblivious to what is going on in the world.
Y muchos están ignorantes de lo que está pasando en el mundo.
Yet all of this is culminating to an end.
Sin embargo, todo esto está apuntándonos al fin.
And if these people do not turn to God, they will suffer in hell forever and forever.
Y si la gente no se regresa a Cristo, van a sufrir en el infierno para siempre.
Jesus told his disciples to go, therefore, and make disciples.
Jesús le dijo a sus discípulos, ir y hacer discípulos.
It's our responsibility to share the good news with others.
Es nuestra responsabilidad de compartir las buenas nuevas.
We must be praying for the salvation of the lost.
Tenemos que orar para la salvación.
But how do they hear without a preacher?
Pero ¿cómo pueden escuchar sin predicador?
You are that preacher.
Usted es el predicador.
You are that light that is shining in the darkness.
Usted es la luz brillando en la oscuridad.
Sometimes we can just grow callous to these things that we hear Sunday after Sunday after Sunday.
A veces es fácil ponernos duros en escuchar las palabras domingo tras cada domingo.
Hell is for real.
Pero el infierno es real.
You see, time is eventually going to come to an end.
Porque el tiempo va a venir.
And in the book of Revelation, as we just read,
y como leímos aquí en Apocalipsis,
it says, if anyone's name is not found written in the book of life, they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
Dice, el que no se halló escrito en el libro de la vida fue lanzado al lago de fuego.
One of our Assemblies of God missionaries named Mark Buntain,
uno de nuestros misioneros de las Asambleas de Dios, se llama Mark Buntain.
He had passed away in the 80s.
Él murió en 1980 y algo.
He wrote a book, and in it he described the greatest missionary verse in the Bible.
Él escribió un libro y describió un verso más grande en la Biblia del Evangelio.
And he said that that verse is this one in Revelation 20, verse 15.
Y él dijo que este verso en Apocalipsis 20:15 es el verso.
He says, and he says, this should burn in our hearts, the reality that if anyone's name isn't written in the book of life, they will be cast into the lake of fire.
Y el escritor de este libro dijo, nuestro corazón debe de quemar en saber este verso, que si no se halle escrito en el libro de la vida, van a ser lanzado en lago de fuego.
There are co-workers whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Conocemos a personas con quien trabajamos y sus nombres no están escritos en este libro.
We have neighbors who don't have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Quizás tenemos vecinos que sus nombres no están escritos en este libro de la vida.
We have family members.
Tenemos familia.
We have people all around us.
Tenemos gente alrededor de nosotros.
You see, but God wants to use your and my lips to share the gospel with them.
Pero Dios quiere usar nuestros labios para compartir el evangelio con ellos.
We need to have an eternal mindset.
Tenemos que pensar en nuestra mente de la eternidad.
Because if we carry that mindset, we will realize the importance of sharing the gospel now.
Porque si tenemos ese pensamiento eternal, vamos a compartir el evangelio hoy.
One of my friends who's pastoring a church in Maryland.
Uno de mis amigos que tiene iglesia en Maryland.
His name is George Tichnell.
Se llama George Tichnell.
And I remember him telling me a vision that God had given him.
Yo recuerdo que él compartió una visión que él tuvo.
And in it he says that he saw there was a huge sign on the side of the road.
Y él vio un mensaje allí al lado del camino.
And on that sign it says, "Stop. Don't go forward."
Y el mensaje dijo claramente, para, no continúes adelante.
He saw that sign and he stopped beside the sign on his car and he got out and was looking at this sign.
Y él se paró al lado de ese mensaje y vio el mensaje.
And he was surprised because so many cars just kept passing by without stopping.
Y se sorprendió porque pudo mirar los carros seguir adelante, carro tras carro.
And so he thought, well, let me go forward and see what's this sign trying to stop these cars from going forward into.
Y él dijo, yo quiero seguir un poco adelante para ver qué está pasando cuando los carros siguen adelante.
And so he went forward a little bit.
Y él siguió un poco más adelante.
And there, right ahead, was a huge cliff.
Y allí, a un lado, se terminó el camino.
And there were cars just driving off this cliff right into destruction.
Y a ese lado los carros estaban cayéndose directamente en destrucción porque no había camino más.
And the Lord spoke to his heart.
Y Dios habló a su corazón.
And he said, there are multitudes of people on their way to hell.
Y le dijo, hay multitudes de gente que están yéndose al infierno.
And so he began to just try to stop these cars.
Y mi amigo empezó a parar estos carros.
And sadly, they just kind of ignored him, went around him, and kept going and falling off of this cliff.
Pero tristemente, los carros seguían y le estaban poniendo atención a él.
You see, there are people all around us that are going off into the cliff.
Y al mismo tiempo, hoy tenemos gente que están siguiendo, cayéndose en destrucción.
They will stand before God one day.
Se van a parar delante de Dios un día.
And if their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
y si sus nombres no están escritos en el libro de la vida,
they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
Van a ser lanzados al lago de fuego.
Jesus gave the disciples authority to cast out devils.
Jesús le dio autoridad a los discípulos para que los demonios salgan.
He gave them the ability to heal the sick and raise the dead.
Les dio autoridad para orar para los enfermos y levantar los muertos.
And they were amazed at how God used them to do these miracles.
Y se sorprendían como Dios los usaba para hacer estos milagros.
And one day they came to Jesus all excited.
Y un día vinieron a Dios con mucho éxito.
And they said to him, "Lord, even the devils are subject to us."
Y les dijeron a Jesús, Jesús, aún los diablos están sujetos a nosotros.
And then Jesus says, "Don't rejoice that the devils are subject to you."
Y Jesús les dijo, "No debes regocijarte que los diablos están sujetos a ti."
No, he said, "Rejoice that your names are written down in heaven."
No, debes de regocijarte que tu nombre está en el libro de la vida.
There's only one way for our names to be written down in heaven.
Solamente hay una manera que nuestro nombre sea escrito en ese libro.
And that's by believing in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Es de creer en Jesucristo como nuestro Señor y Salvador.
Repenting of our sin and turning to Him with all of our hearts.
De arrepentirnos de nuestro pecado y regresarnos completamente a Él.
Going after Him with all that we are and being willing to share our faith with others.
De seguirle con todo corazón y estar preparado para compartir las buenas nuevas con otros.
The founder of the Salvation Army.
El hombre que empezó el negocio Salvation Army.
His name is William Booth.
Se llama William Booth.
One day he was on a journey, and as he was in this particular coach,
un día estaba viajando y mientras que estaba en este carro,
he looked out the window.
Él miró afuera de la ventana.
And he was led into a train of thought.
Y empezó en un momento de pensamiento.
And he began to think about the condition of the multitudes around him.
Y empezó a pensar de los multitudes de gente alrededor de él.
He considered that they were living carelessly.
Que estaban viviendo sin cuidado.
They were living in the most open and shameless rebellion against God.
Estaban viviendo en una manera sin vergüenza delante de Dios.
They had no thought about their eternity.
Ni pensaban de la eternidad.
And as he looked out the window, he seemed to see them all.
Y cuando miraba afuera de la ventana, pensó que podía mirarlos a todos.
Millions of people all around me, he said, given up to their drink and their pleasure.
Millones de gente alrededor de él, tomando en su placer.
He saw them in their dancing and around their music.
Los vio bailando en música.
Around their business and their anxieties.
Allí en sus negocios y ansiedades.
Their politics and their troubles.
En sus cosas políticos y problemas.
Ignorant.
Ignorantes.
Willfully ignorant in many cases.
Y en muchos casos ignorantes porque querían ser ignorantes.
And yet in other instances knowing all about the truth and not caring at all.
Y en otros casos sabiendo la verdad pero no tomando cuidado de ellos mismos.
But all of them.
Pero todos.
The whole mass of them.
Multitud de gente.
Sweeping on and up in their blasphemies and devilries to the throne of God.
Siguiendo adelante en sus blasfemias y cosas malas delante de Dios.
And he says, while my mind was thus engaged,
y dijo, mientras que mi mente estaba preocupado allí,
he saw a vision.
Él vio una visión.
And I want to show that to you. It's just a synopsis of the whole four pages here.
Y quiero compartir esta visión con ustedes.
And I want you just to see this dramatized version of the vision of William Booth.
Miren conmigo esta versión de la visión de este hombre, William Booth.
I had a vision. I saw a dark and stormy ocean. In that ocean, I thought I saw multitudes of poor human beings plunging and floating and shouting and shrieking, cursing and struggling and drowning. And out of this dark, angry ocean, I saw a mighty rock that rose up with its summit towering high above the stormy seas. And all round the base of the rock, I saw a vast platform. And on this platform, I saw with delight a number of the poor wretches continually climbing out of the angry ocean. And I saw that some of those who were already safe on the platform were fervently helping the poor creatures still in the angry waters to reach safety. But something puzzled me. Although they had all been rescued at one time or another from the ocean, nearly everyone seemed to have forgotten all about it. Anyway, the memory of its darkness and danger no longer troubled them. And what was equally strange and perplexing to me was that most of these people did not seem to have any care, that is, any agonizing care, about the poor perishing ones who were struggling and drowning, right before their eyes. But then I saw something wonderful. I saw a great being from above come straight from his palace, right through the dark clouds. And he leapt right into the raging sea among the drowning people. And there I saw him toiling to rescue them until the sweat of his great anguish ran down in blood. And he was continually crying to those already rescued, to those whom he had helped with his own bleeding hands, to come and help him in the painful and laborious task of saving the lost. But the strangest thing of all was that those on the platform to whom he called were so taken up with their trades and professions and money-saving and pleasures and families and community and gatherings and religions and arguments about it that they did not respond to the cry that came to them from this wonderful being who had himself by his spirit gone down into the sea. And so the multitude went on struggling and shrieking and drowning in the darkness. And then I saw something that seemed stranger than anything that had happened before in this very strange vision. Those whom this wonderful being cried out to come and help him in his difficult task were always praying and crying to him to come to them. Some wanted him to come and stay with them and spend his time and strength in making them happier. Others wanted him to come and take away various doubts and misgivings they had concerning the truth of some letters which he had written them. Others wanted him to come and make them feel more secure on the rock, so secure that they would be totally sure they would never slip off again. They used to meet and get as close to the rock as they could, and looking towards the mainland where they thought the great being was, they would cry out, "Come to us, come and help us." But all this time, he was down among the poor drowning creatures, crying to them in a hoarse voice, "Come to me, come and help me." And then I understood it all. It was plain enough. That sea was the ocean of life, the sea of real, actual human existence. Those multitudes of people struggling in the stormy sea were the billions of sinners from every race, language, and nation. That great sheltering rock was Calvary, the place of the cross. And the people on it were those who had been rescued from sin and hell and who professed to be followers of Jesus Christ. That mighty being who called to them from the tempest was the Son of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever, who is still struggling to save the dying multitudes about us from this terrible doom of damnation, and whose voice can be heard above the music and machinery and noise of life, calling on the rescued to come and help him save the world. My friends in Christ, you are rescued from the waters. You are on the rock. Jesus is in the dark sea, calling on you to come and help him. Will you go?
What do you all think of that?
¿Qué son sus pensamientos de este video?
If you want to look it up later on, you can read the whole account. It's called The Vision of the Lost by William Booth.
Si desean buscar esta visión completa, se llama La Visión de William Booth.
We're living in a time when people are oblivious to the times that they're living in.
Estamos viviendo en tiempo que la gente está ignorante de el tiempo el cual estamos viviendo.
And I believe that you and I need to have a renewed burden for the lost.
Y yo creo con todo mi corazón que usted y yo necesitamos una carga renovada para los perdidos.
That scripture says again, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
Una vez más, la escritura dice, el que no se halló escrito en el libro de la vida fue lanzado al lago de fuego.
This doesn't mean we have to leave all that we know as normal.
Esto no nos está diciendo que tenemos que dejar todo lo que conocemos ser normal.
But what we need to have is a prayerful attitude about sharing our faith.
Pero sí necesitamos una actitud de oración para compartir nuestra fe.
And we need to pray for God to open our eyes to the lost around us.
Y que Dios abre nuestros ojos a los perdidos alrededor de nosotros.
That we will see them.
Que podemos verlos en verdad.
Not just assume that because they seem to be living okay and everything seems to be all right in their lives, that no, they're saved.
No nomás de quizás juzgar que todo está bien con ellos porque parece que está bien con ellos.
You see, there's the obvious unsaved around us.
Vemos los perdidos que muy obvio podemos ver que están perdidos.
But then there's many who maybe are not as obvious, but they're on their way to the lake of fire if they don't turn to Christ now.
Pero hay otro grupo de gente que quizás no sabemos completamente y ellos están en la misma camino para el lago de fuego porque no están escritos en el libro de la vida.
And as you and I draw near to God by faith,
y mientras que usted y yo nos acercamos a él por fe,
God will begin to show us and give us opportunity to share our faith with those people.
Dios nos dará la oportunidad de compartir el evangelio con ellos.
We need a renewed burden.
Necesitamos una carga renovada por los perdidos.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.
Si pueden ponerse en pie.
And I want us to pray together that God will renew within our hearts a fresh, fresh burden for the lost.
Y queremos orar y pedirle a Dios que Dios renueva esta carga en nuestro corazón para los perdidos.
And we know in what way and where we stand in all of this.
Y nosotros sabemos dónde estamos, nos encontramos en todo esto.
This isn't a message of condemnation.
Esto no es mensaje de condenación.
No, it's a message of provocation to provoke us to get a renewed burden. Amen.
Es un mensaje para motivarnos, para renovar nuestra carga para los perdidos.
Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would give to each and every one of us a renewed burden for those that are lost around us. Lord, some of those, Lord God, live right around us. They're our own family members, some of them. I pray in Jesus' name that you would give us the ability to share our faith. Not, Lord God, to pound them with the Bible, but in a way that they can hear and understand. We pray that you'd help us, Lord God, to be gentle and yet strong if necessary. Lord, we pray that our light would shine, that, Lord, we would have opportunity, whether at home, in the workplace, in the neighborhood, wherever we are, that we would be ready, willing, and able to share our faith. Lord, we ask for your touch to be upon us. Lord, you're not looking for us to preach three-point sermons, but, Lord, we pray that you would help us to just simply share the love of Christ, the gospel, that we would share, Lord God, just what you place upon our hearts. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would give us boldness. We pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we would be able to be effective in our witness. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. Guide us, lead us. Help us to be sensitive to your still small voice as you are directing us. Let us never be ashamed of the gospel, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, we would begin to see those around us through your eyes in Jesus' name. Help us not to be those that are complacent, Lord God, or just confident in ourselves, Lord God, totally oblivious to the lost around us, even as William Booth saw in that vision. Help us instead not to forget how far we've come or even the place that you've brought us from. Help us to remember that there are still many that are drowning, many that are dying without you. God, give us a burden, a renewed burden in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, against any condemnation. Lord, I pray that no one would leave this house condemned. I pray instead, Lord, where conviction is needed, that you would convict us, Lord, and help us to draw near to you, and Lord, to begin to know and be led by your Spirit in sharing our faith. Lord, we pray that you would be with our nation. Lord, we pray that you would be with our president and leaders. Lord, we pray against violence, and we pray against these even threats, Lord God, with the electing of a new Supreme Court justice. Lord, we pray against the foolishness, Lord God, that happened with the Kavanaugh hearings. Lord, we pray that you would be with our nation. Lord, but we pray more importantly that you would wake up this nation. Wake it up. We pray for revival. We pray for the Holy Spirit to be poured out upon this nation. And Lord, even if it doesn't get better, we pray the church would wake up and become stronger. Lord, give us a backbone. Give us the strength that we need. And Lord, we ask that you would just again give us a fresh burden for the lost around us. In Jesus' name, amen.